At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How many of you were looking forward to your dream vacation where you just take a week off with family, friends, or your significant other? And it was supposed to be a nice time. Turned out to be the vacation from hell. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone seen the documentary yet on Netflix called Poop Cruise? Oh, it's brutal. I watched this documentary last night.
I need to watch this.
If you haven't seen it, it's a documentary about a Carnival cruise ship. This took place in 2013. 4,000 passengers left stranded after an engine fire took place on the Carnival cruise ship. They're stranded at sea without power or plumbing. And the ship was up to people's ankles in sewage. And I think the worst part about this whole experience for the people on that ship was everyone was given a red hazmat bag to poop into because none of the toilets were working. This was supposed to be the cruise of a lifetime. Women were on their bachelorette parties. Couples were celebrating their honeymoon. Most of the passengers said they just wanted to die. Because it was the most horrific experience they have ever been on.
Take it from me, pooping in a bag, not fun.
No, it's not. You're just speaking from experience. So it got me thinking, what was your dream vacation that turned into a total unforgettable nightmare? 585-252-9800. I was trying to think if I had one, and I'm like, not really. I mean, I've been on one cruise ship in my life. I told you when my parents and the family, we went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Two of the engines blew. So two of the other islands we were supposed to go to, we never made it. So we just kind of hung out in the cabin and ate cheesecake. Sucked. Like cheesecake and calamari. That's for like a week.
It's a horrible combo. You know, when I was younger, you know my dad fairly well at this point to know that he'll do anything to save a buck.
Big time.
So,
guys, pack your bags. We're going to Florida tomorrow, but we got to fly to Dallas first, down to LA, and then we're going to cross on over. I saved $12 a ticket.
Literally. So, we used to, when we traveled, we used to do the whole rigmarole. So there was, and we would typically go to Florida for Christmas. I mean, we still do. Now we just, you know, fly direct from Allegiant or Breeze or one of them.
Yeah.
For cheap. But when we were younger, I think times were tighter. And we were flying out of Philly. So we'd have to drive to Philly and then we'd have to go, or then we'd fly out of Pittsburgh, or
yeah,
he probably did
what he had to do,
and then we'd have to spend money on a hotel. So it's like, what are we doing here? And
or he had more money than God, and he's just cheap.
There was always
no offense, Todd,
a story, right? And like 1 year, well, 1 year it wasn't his fault. 1 year we were actually flying out of Rochester.
Yeah.
And the snow was so bad that they were like, and they, listen, airlines do not do this anymore. Flying back then was a different beast.
Yeah, they'll give you a hotel for the night.
You used to get a hotel. You used to get bumps. You used to get all of it. They used to pay you to not fly. So the snowstorm was so bad, and they were like, we're going to bus you guys, whoever's first come, first serve, we're going to bus you on like a shorter bus to Philly, and we're going to drive you down there, and then we're going to fly you out in the morning. I'm like, what? An airline is doing this. And
it's a short bus, so one of you is going to have to sit in the driver's lap.
Literally. I will never forget, we watched Happy Gilmore the whole way. And the next morning we flew out, and my dad like was fighting with the flight attendant because we almost missed the flight. It's just like, it's always a nightmare when we travel as a family because I just don't think we're prepared. The first thing about, you know, my girlfriend who I love very dearly that she is prepared for, but.
Yeah, she gets things ready to go.
I mean, just
the bags are packed. The alarm is set.
Just this past time when we went to New York, I mean, we walked into the hotel room and there was one king bed. I'm like, where am I sleeping? Like, never prepared.
We've all been in a situation where we planned a dream vacation and it turned out to be a vacation from hell. Back in 2022, my girlfriend at the time and myself, we took a vacation, Sayulita, Mexico. My girlfriend drank the water where she was told not to.
Why would she do that? Why would she do that?
Day two, vacation over. She became like,
she fell ill.
Best friends with our hotel bathroom for the next 48 hours. I've never seen anyone so sick. And I don't know if she drank the water, but in my mind, two things probably happened. She ordered a drink with ice in it, or she accidentally swallowed the shower water. But the poor thing was on her deathbed. Chelsea's weighing in and says, I booked a resort in Jamaica for my boyfriend's birthday. Showed up. They were overbooked. And they upgraded us to a room with no AC and no hot water. We lasted about 2 days. It was so awful.
So that's not an upgrade, unfortunately.
That's definitely not an upgrade.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes people book these vacations and they get you with the all-inclusive. And is all-inclusive really worth it, or is it just a scam?
I think it's totally worth it.
Really?
Oh, my God. I can drink my weight and whatever you... whatever you give me. Mark says, hi, guys. I had a similar story. I took my wife to Vegas for our anniversary. Got food poisoning from the hotel buffet on night one. Spent the rest of the trip worshiping the bathroom floor. Honestly, saw more of the bathroom than I saw Vegas. Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I think a lot of us love a good buffet until you remember it's also like a petri dish of bacteria.
It's also been sitting out for 5 years.
People who sneeze without covering their mouth and 100 people who definitely didn't wash their hands after the bathroom have all been hovering over the same food.
Correct.
That you're scooping onto your plate.
Disgusting.
Is it going to keep me from eating from the buffet? No.
Not at all.
Let's go over our friend Megan this morning. Vacation from hell. Megan says, I booked an Airbnb in Miami. Looked gorgeous in the photos, but in reality, it was basically a crime scene with palm trees. The entire place reeked of cigarette smoke. And one of the guest bathrooms, one of the guest bedrooms had gross stains all over the comforter.
Yeah.
You got to check the reviews.
I've definitely told this story on the air before, but I was in Cleveland. We were going to see Taylor Swift. This was before Taylor Swift, you had to sell a liver to go see her. We were in Cleveland and we got tickets last minute. So it was kind of a last minute trip. And we didn't know if we were going to stay in Cleveland or drive back to Buffalo because it's only 2 hours away. We decided to stay in Cleveland and I popped on Airbnb and I was like, let me just find a cheap Airbnb for the night so me and my friends can go. We got swindled into staying at this, dare I say, quasi dangerous motel. which I would have never picked. But they catfished me. They made it look like this was a loft and it was cute. And then we show up to this hotel. There we walk in the room. There's a slit through the curtain. There's two different headboards and there's stains on the sheets. I'm like, what is happening? I'm Googling like where we're staying. They're like, stabbing last week.
Yeah,
like,
that was their selling point. Ted Bundy used to stay in this room. It's not the Red Roof Inn, it's the Brown Roof Inn.
So bad.
Thanks for coming. Let me get over to Rich real quick before we wrap this up. Hey, what's up, guys? Nightmare vacation took the family to Disney. Four kids under 10. Day one, 5-year-old had a full meltdown in Magic Kingdom. Day two, wife got heat stroke. Day three, it rained nonstop. $7,000 later, I needed a vacation from the vacation. That's how you know a family today is wealthy. They take the whole family to Disney.
$7,000.
Come on.
One story before we wrap it up here. One of my first times using Airbnb, I thought I booked a house in Ithaca. It ended up being a room in someone else's house I didn't know. It was awful. They knocked on the door and got me up at 6 a.m. to water their plants. And then they locked the door, which I didn't have a key to, at like 9 a.m. Basically, I had a curfew and I wasn't allowed in past a certain point. What?
Get up. You got chores to do.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
IG. X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
When you're making.
I know we spent a good majority of the time last news segment talking about the Ronald McDonald House, but the Ronald McDonald House Charity of Rochester was joining forces over the weekend with our favorite, the Rochester Red Wings, for the annual Hits for the House of Fundraiser. It's an event that transforms every hit into hope for families in need. This has been happening since 2022. The event has been supported by McDonald's owner and operators and also a sponsorship through RMHCR. They obviously provide people with families who are facing medical challenges. Moose talked about that last hour. But this event was really cool. It was a awesome time for everyone to come out. This year they introduced a new feature, which Moose talked about, the medical unit, and they raised more than $120,000 just this year alone for this non-for-profit.
That's
for
what's up.
Need. And I'm loving that the fact that the Red Wings were involved.
I mean, what are they not involved in?
No, literally.
The Red Wings do so much for this community. Dan was in the studio on Friday and I told him, I'm like, with the promotions you guys do and the volunteering, I mean, give me one promotion that you guys have done. It's so hard to pick one that you actually, it means the most to you.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's constantly so much that they're doing and involved in. And we've been partners with Ronald McDonald House for years.
Yeah.
We love the work that they do. And we've always been very close with them and supported their work here in the 585.
Yep.
And it's cool to see that new vehicle that they had come to the stadium yesterday. At Innovative Field.
Yeah.
Really cool. Like the
boys.
We, We need a PXY vehicle.
No, literally.
I feel so left out.
We do.
They got a mobile medical unit yesterday that they rolled out, and they're helping families all over the community.
Yeah. Literally right on the site in which you are at. You don't have to go to the doctor. They come to you. It's like Uber, but for doctors.
Right, because they're saying so many families miss their follow-up appointments, so the vehicle going straight to their home is a huge help.
Right.
Coming up on the show, what happens when the dream of adopting a child turns into a nightmare that you never saw coming? We have a local mom who admits she and her husband cannot connect with the little boy they brought home 2 years ago. Mm. And now they're asking, what are our options? We'll get to this mom's wild message and talk about this coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 83 for the high today. We're having a hard time connecting and loving our adopted son. Did we make the wrong decision? And if so, what options do my husband and I actually have? So this listener asked if she can remain anonymous this morning, and I have a pretty solid idea why. But take a listen to the message. She writes, "Hi guys, honestly never thought I'd be writing something like this, but I don't know where else to say it. My husband and I adopted a little boy 2 years ago. We waited so long for him, jumped through all the hoops, dreamed about the day we'd finally be parents. But I don't know how else to say it. We just don't feel connected to him. We want to love him the way we're supposed to, but it feels so forced. It feels fake. And that makes me feel like the worst human being. He's a sweet kid. He hasn't done anything wrong, but it's like there's this wall we can't break through. I feel more like a babysitter than a mom. And the guilt, it's crushing. Here's the part I hate myself for even thinking. But I have to ask, what do you do when the connection never comes? Is there an option? Can you trade him in? Get matched with another child? I know how awful this sounds. The adoption agency that we have dealt with has given us no options and sometimes won't even get back to us. But maybe someone out there has felt this too, or are we just monsters? Would love advice. Thank you so much. Can we trade him in? Right. Oh, God. I doubt anyone has any advice on this one this morning. But just in case. But just in case, 585-252-9800 is the number. I don't know how heartwarming the messages are going to be this morning after this mom just wrote a message into a radio station asking if there are options to trade her kid in for an upgraded model. What do you do in this situation? If anyone listening, all kidding aside, has adopted, did you also ever feel like you were struggling to connect with this new child? How long did it take?
I feel like obviously, yeah, that is a fear that a lot of people have that do go the adoption route. But I also do feel like parents feel that way with their own kids too. Like when they're so small and they're brand new and you're like, now I have this thing that I have to keep alive and take care of. It's hard to connect because you're like, I just don't really know what's going on. I think that you have to give it a little more time.
Well,
if I'm being honest.
And I get it. They adopted this child 2 years ago. That's still probably, that's not a long time. But to ask if...
I think that's really messed up. I can see why she wanted to remain anonymous.
That's what I said. Let's go over to Bonnie, who's on the line. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi, I'm just calling because I've adopted a child, and she was 3 and a half when I adopted her, and I adopted her from China. Mm-hmm. And things might get tough sometimes, but that's your child. I mean, and that's how you have to think about it. If that was your biological child, you're going to go through some tough times with them too.
Yeah.
Even a biological child, I have 4 of them. You might not always feel connected to them.
Right.
When they're young, but that's your child. You made a commitment to that child and you have to stick with it. They've not done anything wrong. They're not a terrible child. It's just something you have to get through and just, you need to put in your mind, that's not your adopted child. That's your child.
Right. And I think that's gotta be, did you ever have to have the conversation with yourself that was the case, or were you just all in from the beginning?
No, I was all in from the beginning. I was all in from the beginning, and she's a wonderful child. She's 21 now,
and
she's just been such a blessing. I mean, I can't say things were, she didn't speak any English when I first met her. I didn't speak any Chinese.
Right.
But you still get through it. And 3.5 is even, obviously, even a little bit older than 2.
Correct.
Or how long they've had them.
Yeah.
But you just have to get through it, and you have to do things. And fake it till you make it is kind of what they say about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And sometimes being a parent, especially in this consideration,
is the
thing that you have to do. But
yeah.
There's no returning the child that will scar this child for life.
Correct.
I know. I think these people are under the impression that the adoption agency is Amazon Prime.
Right. Like, why?
You signed up for parenthood. You don't return or exchange a child, you imbeciles. Like, I'm sorry. I feel bad for this kid. You know, I mean, this might be the perfect time for a therapy session.
Thank you, Bonnie, for calling.
Let's go over to a couple of people weighing in. Sarah says, first of all, you can't trade in a child like they're a used car. The poor kid deserves better. Maybe you just weren't ready to be parents just yet. Michelle from Henrietta writes in, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My husband and I adopted too, and it took over a couple of years before I felt that real mom connection. But don't make a permanent decision based on temporary feelings.
Right. Like, again, 2 years is it's enough time, but it's not enough time. You know what I mean?
It's not enough time to really kind of establish a relationship with that child.
Also, they're young.
So like, yeah, they're kids. I mean, what did you think you were getting into? Can we trade him in for something else?
No.
What?
No.
I was like, come on now.
Absolutely.
Come on. Hey, good morning, guys. Parenthood isn't all sunshine and butterflies. Whether you're biological or adopted, sometimes the bond just doesn't come easy, but you have to fight for it, like any relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can take years sometimes, but that's what being a parent means. I don't think these people are ready to look after a child.
No.
Alia says 2 years feels like forever when you're struggling, but in adoption terms, it's still early. Many families need guided help to build attachment. Please don't quit just yet. Get some help. You'll never regret trying.
Absolutely. I think it's important. I do. Because, again, like Bonnie said, you're going to scar that child. And you're going to scar yourself in the long run. Like,
You can't adopt a child and take care of them for 2 years and then, okay, I'll see ya. But I guess then again, that's kind of what foster care is too. When some of these kids bounce from home to home and they don't get really a chance to establish that relationship with a parent.
Right. But Moose, think about it this way. Like, if they were in foster care, that's one thing. They kind of know what to expect with that. But they adopted this kid and they're like, finally, my forever home. And then they're like, we're not into this anymore. Like, that's horrible.
No, I know.
They were hoodwinked.
Let me get to one more. This looks like a good message from Pam. It says, hi, guys. I just caught the tail end of this driving into work. Adoption, especially when there's trauma or past instability involved, doesn't always come with that instant love moment we pictured. There is a family therapist in Brighton I can set this woman up with. This situation happens more than people talk about, but there is help. It just takes work. It's not a trade-in situation, but it's not hopeless. Here's my number if you want to pass it along to these parents. Thank you. I will definitely do that, Pam.
This is an interesting text, too. This person says, I have twin girls, and I feel less connected to one of the twins. However, what increases my connection with this one twin is when we have one-on-one time together and do what she finds most fun, and seeing joy on her face makes me feel closer to her and value her more. So maybe, I mean, obviously, I think this is a biological situation, but maybe you take that advice and run with it. Like,
so it's true what they say. There are some parents that do play favorites.
Come on. And we all know we are not our parents, so.
They definitely do. As much as they say they don't, they do. You just connected with one child better than the other sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of messages coming in on this one. This is a crazy message, but we had to do it. The mother wanted to remain anonymous. We see why. I mean, she literally asked, can I trade him in for something else? Right, of course. Yes, of course. We're going to take a quick break on this one. And also, Pam, thank you for the phone number. I will definitely pass that along to this mom. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Be right back.
98 PXY.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.